now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. With that in mind, I think the best way to kick today's show off, as we always do, is going through the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $3,772, down 5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 33 cents, down 4%. Ethereum currently trading at $103, that's down 7%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $133, down 12%. And EOS currently trading at $2.25, wow, that's down 8% in the last 24 hours. We also have Tether trading at 99 cents, which is down nearly 1% as well. It's interesting. Let's have a look at the market cap, which is $121 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 54.1%. I want to give a big shout out to Factum, currently trading at $15, and that's up 12% in the last 24 hours. So big shout out to the team there. So let's talk about today's show, slightly different. This is an interview I took with Jack Yu, who's the co-founder of Switchio Network, a NEO-based decentralized exchange. These guys have been doing a lot of things. And so I wanted to get on the show to kind of talk to everyone about what they've been currently up to, what they're currently doing, and what their view is at the minute on the whole entire market. So let's get down to business and let's jump straight into the interview. So on the show today, we have none other than Jack Yu, co-founder of Switchio Network. Jack, how's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me here, Charles. It's always great to be here.
Dude, it's always great to hear the sound of your voice, man. Last time we saw each other was here in London town. Now you're back in Singapore. So what's been going on with Switchio since we last saw you?
Yeah, it was great seeing you in London. Well, we recently launched our Ethereum DEX just last week, actually. So that's like one of the most exciting things that's happened this month for us. And, you know, we've been working really, really hard to make this happen. And with the new Ethereum launch, I'm not sure if you saw, but we also launched a new user interface with that, so that, you know, it would help us with our cross-chain specifications in future. Yeah.
That's amazing, dude. So, like, at the minute, what do you see as priority for Switchio, man? Like, at the minute, you guys, are you developing? Like, what's going on? Are you creating? Obviously, you've got the Ethereum DEX that's come out. But what's really important for you guys? Like, what are you really focusing on as a team at the minute?
Right. So right now, we're currently focusing on listing as many tokens as possible. That's for the listing side, which is kind of my team. And then for the tech side, we kind of want to really focus on building a temporary cross-chain swap with NEO and Ethereum, and then eventually moving on to a full-fledged cross-chain solution, which is actually building our own blockchain.
Nice, man. So when do we think we'll be able to execute your own protocol, man? That's big news.
Actually, we are our own blockchain is planned for end of Q3 or Q4 next year, because we haven't actually scoped out the entire project yet. But that's something that we really, really, really excited about, of how we're gonna build our own blockchain protocol, because I think that will be what differentiates us from many of the other DEXs out there, where they only exist on a single blockchain. Where, you know, the thing that really differentiates us is that we will be able to list every smart contract blockchain in a easy way, basically. Yeah.
And at this current point in time, we're seeing a lot of new DEXs into the market space. We've just seen Ether Delta hit with a penalty and a fine from the SEC. How are you guys kind of preparing for this regulatory structure coming into the marketplace? Is this something that you guys think about, or is it something that you haven't thought about as of yet?
Right. So we actually posted an update we will continue to march forward, and we will adhere to regulatory laws. So to address the Ether Delta case, Ether Delta is based in the US, which is under SEC law. So for us, we are actually based in Singapore, so we are under Singapore law, and in accordance to that, we have to be liable to what the Singapore law has imposed on us. And currently, the Singapore law, MAS, which is the Monetary Authority of Singapore, is actually working on a payment service bill, which will impact us as an exchange to get a license to stay regulated. So the difference between us and the different exchanges is that all our founders are Singaporean, our entire team is Singaporean, and we are all based in Singapore. So, you know, that's something that sets us apart, I guess, because, you know, we are liable to Singapore law after all. And, you know, I think currently Singapore has always been very supportive of the blockchain space. And, you know, like we do have a lot of crypto companies that are based here. And one of our VC firms, I guess, if you call it, Temasek Holdings, actually invested in Binance. So that's something that we won't really see change much in the near future. Yeah.
And how is, you just kind of briefly touched on it, what is the regulatory structure like in Singapore? I know the regulator has been open to conversations with the crypto and blockchain industry. How have you guys found it over there? What is the current landscape like? Is it encouraging innovation?
Right. Actually, Singapore has always been very encouraging towards innovation, and you know, as the country as a whole kind of wants to be one of the leaders in the fintech space. So we've always been very you know, as a nation, we've always been advocating the whole smart nation kind of technology kind of space, where we kind of want to be like the leading technology hub in Asia, or rather just Southeast Asia. But that's something that our government has always been very strong to advocate, and that's something that we are bearing the you know, the fruits of, actually. So yeah,
that's amazing, man. And I know that Singapore itself, as you just mentioned, is very open to that. How is the actual adoption? Are people using tokens in Singapore? Because I know in Korea you have more of an uptick in actual crypto adoption. Are you starting to see that in Singapore or not so much?
Not so much in terms of tokens per se, but we do have a few cafes and bars that do accept Bitcoin and Ethereum, actually. So that's something that, you know, you might want to look forward to if you come to Singapore. I would definitely bring you up to one of these bars, and you know, you can spend on your Bitcoin. Charles.
At this current level, I'm not spending any Bitcoin or any crypto at all, man. No way. So, with the market down, you're seeing a lot of fear in the market space. We're seeing a lot of people selling. We're seeing a lot of projects who weren't prepared for this now having to start to prepare, right? Because the market is down. Christmas is coming and business is business. So how has Switchio prepared themselves? Are you guys hedged out of all your NEO? Because you raised your ICO in NEO, right?
Yes, correct. We didn't hedge all of it out. We do hedge a certain amount for us to last for a substantial term. I mean, after all, we are kind of a company and we have to function like a company. Our employees do accept pay in fiat currencies, and they do have to pay their own bills in fiat as well. So we can't just, you know, keep all our funds in crypto, right? So we do hedge it on with fiat and with other different investment instruments per se, where they are much safer than crypto, that you know, that can, that so, such that we are able to, you know, run the company as it is. Otherwise, you know, we would be greatly affected by the prices as well. Yeah,
no, absolutely, I hear what you're saying. What do you see as a big hurdle at the minute? Like, what's going to take us back to $1 trillion, or take us to $1 trillion market cap, in your view? Is it institutional capital coming in? Is it adoption? Like, what do you think needs to happen to get the market momentum pick back up again and get on that upward trajectory?
Right. So I think currently it's a point where you know, people are starting to rationalize on the actual utility of certain projects, because you know, like you mentioned, there needs to be a lot more adoption in terms of the blockchain adoption when it comes to different types of use cases, especially when it's towards larger institutions. Although it doesn't mean that institutional money hasn't come in yet. I mean, I think that's something that people always have the misconception of, is that institutional money has always been coming in. And, you know, currently we're seeing a lot of bigger buy orders from, you know, perhaps institutions. That's all based on speculation, right? So that's something that, you know, we can only make a guess on. However, adoption is something that will really help in bringing us back to that kind of market cap. And I mean, I don't really want to discuss much about price, but a technology as a whole needs to have adoption for it to be successful. The reason why the internet is so successful as it is now is because of the adoption that everybody eventually realized that the internet is the future, and that's the future of commerce, the future of communication, and many different things. For blockchain and cryptocurrencies, I think it is the future of accounting, the future of finance, and the future of value transfer from one country to the next. Like I can send you ETH from Singapore to London, wherever you are, and the cost of that transaction doesn't actually cost that much because of crypto as it is now. But if I sent you Sing dollars, and you had to convert it to euros, that the fees incurred on that transfer would be substantially higher than what I would have paid for an ETH transfer, right?
Absolutely, dude. I mean, as you said, that's definitely got a real application there. I think as well, a lot of people kind of went through the phase of thinking blockchain is gonna revolutionize everything. I don't think it will, but there's definitely strong use cases out there, and we really need to see those through. And as you mentioned, that price isn't really important. What's important is the underlying tech improving each and every day, like it is. So I absolutely agree, man. So what's next for Switchio? What are you excited about?
So we're actually most excited about, building our own blockchain, because that's something that, we've been talking about for a really long time. And, as for our long-term strategy, that's kind of where we're headed towards, building a multi-chain exchange that's interoperable between many different blockchains. And we're going to list all the popular blockchains out there such that, people are no longer relying on centralized exchanges, because it's kind of a contradiction by itself, where you have so many projects that's talking about decentralization of their own tokens, of their own currencies, and of their own platforms, but yet they're only traded on centralized exchanges. It's just really silly, I think. So that's kind of why we started building the DEX in the first place, and why we want to build a multi-chain DEX, because I think the entire idea of this of the DEX is that it allows people to move away from these financial institutions, from decentralization, because what's the point of having a decentralized currency if you're going to trade them on a centralized exchange anyways, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely, I concur with that one, man. So with the protocol that you're going to build, like, what are you looking at here? You're looking at obviously a high transaction throughput. How many transactions would you foresee needing to be executed on your own protocol? Talk me through the idea of this one.
Right. So we haven't actually thought that much into it yet. Right now we are actually still in we're actually still in the testing phase. We're just looking at the different protocols that are out there available. Currently we're looking at Cosmos, Polkadot, and a few other different protocols that we can tap onto to build our multi-chain DEX on top of so for example, one of them, Cosmos, having the Tendermint protocol, we can actually build deploy our own blblockchain on it, and such that we are able to build different gateways across different blockchains, and then have them create proxy tokens on our own blockchain such that trades can be executed on our own blockchain itself. That's kind of how the basis of how you work, right? That's kind of that's one of the research that we have done, and we are still looking at other different types of protocols that will let us do this in a much more scalable way.
Right. Got it. Cool, man. Well, listen, man, we look forward to seeing you again. When are you next in London?
I don't know, man. I mean, it really depends on when you want to invite me over.
You're welcome anytime. But we'd love to do something maybe in the new year, have the Switchio guys back in town, and have you guys spreading the good word over here in London, because I know the community love to hear from you.
Right. All right, man. Well, we really hope to be in London soon, and if you guys have another panel discussion or something, we'd be up to that as well.
Let's get something in the books, man. Listen, thank you so much for your time, as always, Jack. Have a great day, man. Thanks for coming on the show to bring us up to speed of what you're currently up to.
All right, cheers, man. Thanks for having me here.
So I want to say a big thank you to Jack for making it on the show. Big thank you to you, the listener, as always. I want to apologize for the sound quality, and we have changed that, so you'll no longer hear a bad sound quality on this podcast. We're changing the game. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention, as always. And remember, as always, hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And feel free to email myself with any questions or queries. CStory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce. You've been listening to
to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.